A drone air taxi designed by Airbus has successfully completed 114 test flights in Pacific Northwest skies. Airbus, along with its rival Boeing and many others, is striving to make flying cars an option for your urban commute. The enthusiasm around the test flight hangar in Pendleton, Oregon has to be leavened. Technology is flying years ahead of regulators and public acceptance. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Pendleton.
You can imagine living life like the Jetsons cartoon family when you stand next to Airbus's electric single-seat passenger drone. It's cool and it's real, says the head of flight testing, Matt Deal.
No crashes, no nothing. It's been great so far. Like you say, over 100 takeoffs, landings, all self-piloted. So there's no pilot either on the ground or in the vehicle. So from the very beginning, we were all autonomous.
Flight testing continues in the uncongested skies of the Pendleton Unmanned Aerial Systems Test Range.
Spool up, all motors spinning.
Airbus named the prototype Vahana in an allusion to Hindu mythology and flying carpets. The goal is to offer a faster option for short hops across highly congested big cities at a cost competitive with ground taxi fare over the same distance. Deal says the prototype has a range around 31 miles, or about 20 minutes of flight time with fully charged batteries.
Liftoff stable.
Vahana was intended to be a technology demonstrator. So from the very beginning, we just wanted to prove the viability of technology, and we've done that. From vertical takeoff through transition to a cruise speed of over 100 miles an hour, we've demonstrated that electrification in aviation is not only feasible, but is feasible now.
Deal says Airbus is proceeding methodically amidst lots of competition worldwide. For its part, Boeing is testing a two-seat robo-air taxi developed by its Aurora Flight Sciences subsidiary. The Boeing prototype made its maiden flight in January in Virginia. Chinese competitor EHang this month announced it's completed numerous demonstration flights carrying passengers in its two-seat electric flying car. So when will you and I get to soar over traffic in a flying Uber? That's still hard to say. Pendleton High School students Dylan McKenzie and Tripp Sorensen looked over the Airbus drone taxi. They told me they're ready to try it out.
I'd be fine flying in a drone. I think it would be an amazing experience.
I have enough confidence in the technology that they have putting into this and the amount of development that they have going into this machine that I trust them.
Renee Fellman of Portland was more cautious about boarding a pilotless air taxi.
I love technology. I use technology, but there are too many glitches. So until I'm sure that whether it's autonomous cars or autonomous air vehicles, not personally getting in.
Public acceptance and perceptions of safety are among many remaining hurdles, says University of Washington researcher Don McKenzie. He's currently studying why most people remain wary of autonomous vehicles.
Our research on road vehicle automation suggests that people are not necessarily ready, at least the average person is not necessarily ready to trust this technology and go all in on it, you know, today, based on what they know today.
McKenzie says we've passed the peak of inflated expectations and now more realism prevails. The FAA still needs to define how it will certify this new class of passenger-carrying aircraft. Separately, governments and plane makers are pouring millions of dollars into air traffic control studies. One of those trials will unfold over the inland Northwest soon in partnership with a defense contractor. The Airbus Vahana team is beginning to research noise from robo-air taxis, yet another issue with more questions than answers. I'm Tom Bonsi in Pendleton, Oregon.